ஹிரண்மயேன பாத்ரேண சத்யஸ்யாபி ஹிதம் முகம் தத்வம் பூஷன் அபாவ்ருணு சத்யதர்மாய த்ருஷ்டயே. ஓகே, வி ஹேட் வெரி கிளியர், திஸ் இஸ் நாட் அவர் பிரேயர். This is a prayer by a person who has practiced, who has done the karma upasana dvaya samuchayaha or karma upasana samuchayaha, who has followed this, who has followed karma upasana samuchaya or upasana dvaya samuchaya, one who has practiced this. Got you what I'm saying? That person alone is praying, his prayer. Has done what has to be done, and having done what has to be done also, and he still, he seeks Bhagavan, he prays for the removal of any, for the removal of any obstacles he has there. Because as I told, one needs mere, pure punyam to go to higher lokas. Even little of any little of impurity in the form of papam is there, that will prevent him from going there. Therefore, to remove all that, you know, thereby removing all the impurities, that really becomes an obstacle. And with this pure punyam, he can go to higher lokas. So he is praying. And here, always Surya Mandalaha, this solar disk, the blazing solar disk, the brilliant solar disk which you are seeing, that solar disk is always taken to be an abode of Hiranyagarbha. Because Adhishthana Devata for sun is Hiranyagarbha. Just as your Sukshma Shariram indwells your physical body, the Samashti Sukshma Shariram, the total subtle body, we see sun as the abode of its in the sukshma of the sun. We see samashti sukshma shariram is looked upon as residing in the sun. Just seeing, isn't it? Therefore, the solar surya mandalaha, solar disk itself is what is seen as the entrance to go to the Hiranyagarbha, to go to Brahmaloka. So Hiranyagarbha darshanam means what? Going, attaining Brahmaloka. And the attainment of Brahmaloka is what? You can attain krama muktihi, or you can have, you can remain in have prakriti layaha. You can enjoy that longest sukham, temporary freedom you can have. Apekshika moksha you can have. No, temporary freedom you can have, for which you had to go to, the travel is involved. The travel, when I say, travel means subtle body after the death. After leaving this physical body, the sukshma of the upasaka or sukshma of jnana karma samuchaya person who was given to the practice of karma and suma, who synthesized karma and upasanam or two upasanas, that person, actually, after leaving the body, his sukshma, has to travel to that loka, attend Brahma loka. And for which he, it seems now he is praying to the sun. Why is he praying to the sun? Because sun is, suppose sun represents the Hiranyagarbha. Sun, the Surya Bhagavan, represents Hiranyagarbha. And Hiranyagarbha indwells also what we say, just as your sukshma, individual sukshma is here, indwells this gross body, individual body, so also samashti sukshma indwells the sun. Sun represents Hiranyagarbha, because all power, isn't it? Because there the illumining power in the sun, total illumining power in the sun is also here. What? You have the illumining power here also, isn't it? This, the power behind the sun is here the power behind your eyes also. Same thing, same power, isn't it? What is there as Adhyatma Shakti means individual power is the what now? Adi Daiva Shakti. The power behind any phenomenon is the power behind any individual. The power behind any individual is power behind any phenomenon called Devata. You got it? This need not have any. So here how the same power is in your eyes. Isn't it? The same power is there in the sun also. Therefore, we always take Surya Bhagavan, Surya, the sun, as the Abhimani Devata for sun, the preceding deity of the sun, we say what now? Hiranyagarbha. Becomes, it is the Devata. So Hiranyagarbha Devata, we say for Hiranyagarbha is said to be in the Surya Mandala. So the disk is that solar disk is taken to be what now? As the entrance to go to Hiranyagarbha. So here, therefore, it's the Upasaka or the Samuchaya, the person who has done both, Karma and Upasanam or two Upasanas, this person is praying here and he's praying to the sun. What is he saying? It seems this Hiranmayam Patram, this solar disk, this solar is called Hiranmayam Patram. Hiranmayam Patram means what? The Hiranyam means gold actually. Like glittering or blazing like, glittering like gold. Because something is brilliant, isn't it? Very brilliant and bright. Therefore, it seems now that entrance into go to Brahmaloka, isn't it, is covered. It seems covered now. Covered by what? This solar disk is covering it. So he is called Hiranmayena Patrena Pihitam Apihitam, isn't it? Now it remains closed. The entrance to go to Brahmaloka is now kept closed by this what now? This golden disk. But also one more thing you have to take. Hiranmayam is also made of something like golden, isn't it? Golden disk. Golden disk means brilliant blazing disk, which is like the gold. Like gold it is also blazing. One more thing here, you can take two meanings. One meaning is the highly valuable things, so-called valuable things like gold, etc., gold, house, all these other worldly material wealth also can grab our attention. When we give more value for this, then also what now? We have no value for something more sublime. Therefore, then also it becomes obstacle for us to go to push something higher. Isn't it? So Hiranmayam Patram means anything valuable like gold, etc., draws our attention, thereby it becomes an obstacle for us. It prevents us from uttering something more sublime. Therefore, it is covering us, like one meaning. One meaning generally, anything attractive, like gold. Anything attractive also is what? Anything takes our attention means our attention is not allowed, isn't it? Is prevented from going for the wisdom, going for knowledge, going for something better things in life. When you get drawn towards something very ordinary, it's not something ordinary in your standpoint, anything can draw your attention. Then attention is drawn, you are given to that, means you cannot progress. That way also said, so Hiranmayam Patram implies what? Anything attractive, anything which can draw attention, isn't anything which you value, or even material things also in the world, they're all represented by, this Hiranmayam Patram, that word implies that also. But here the solar disk itself is what? Because it's something gold glitters. Therefore, the solar disk also said to be what? Hiranmayam Patram. It seems as though it's covering the entrance into Brahmaloka. So I have done what I have to do. So now the prayer here is what? Now please open, isn't it, that entrance to entrance, isn't it, to please remove the open the gate to go to Brahmaloka, so that I can go through Shuklagatihi. Shuklagatihi is closed, like our, you know, now it is closed. You know what, after our floods, Haridwar, what happens now? You cannot go to Badrinath or Kedarnath, okay, for some time. All the gates are closed. Like here also, what now? No Narayana Darshanam, no Shiva Darshanam also for time being. Harihara Darshanam is not there. Harihar Dwar, it's closed, isn't it? I'm just saying, for temporarily, one. Like here also is now, it seems, the solar disk is like a Hiranmayam Patram, which is closing that, the Shuklagatihi. So here he is praying. Hiranmayena Patrena. Hiranmayam iva Hiranmayam means Jyotirmayam iti etad. Shankara says, isn't it? Jyotirmayam. Jyotir, all brilliance, isn't it? This brilliant blazing solar disk, by that disk, what happened? Patrena. Satyasya apihitam mukham. No mukham, isn't it? Satyasya mukham means dwaram, entrance. Mukham means what? Dwaram. This entrance to go to Brahmaloka, entrance to go to Devaloka, this Shukla Gatihi is closed. Is by this brilliant blazing, the blazing like gold, isn't it? This solar disk. So what he says, He Pushan. He is calling the sun by the name He Pushan. Because Pushan is a Nakarantaha Pullinga Shabdaha. Therefore, in vocative, in Sambodhana Prathama, it becomes Pushan. Pusha means nominative. When you call the person by the name Pusha, no, you said what? Pushan means O Sun. Why Sun is called Pushan? Poshayati iti Pusha. Pusha means nourisher. Simple. Nourisher of all the beings is the Sun. In Sanskrit, this is the beauty of Sanskrit language. Every word is expressive. There is a meaning why. The Sun is the all nourisher. No, Pusha means Poshayati iti Pusha. So, oh, nourisher of all the beings, always you have to glorify. You want to get something done and you don't displease the person, make the person, please the person. If you don't want to praise also, don't need to flatter. At least you say, try to find something good in the person and try to say that so that the person will feel pleased and he'll do. So, here also what? Hey, Pushan, oh, Sun, isn't it? Oh, nourisher of all the beings, Pushan. He says, Apavarano. Apavarano. Apavarano means, please remove. Vruno means choose. Avruno means, no? Avruno means cover. Apavarano means open. Apavarano. Please do open. What should you open? He says, Tat, that. Who should open? You, Tvam. Tat, Tvam, Apavarana. Tat, Tvam, Apavarana means what? Tat, Tvam, Apavarana. O Sun, please remove, open that entrance. Which entrance? The entrance leading to the Shukla Gati, which will lead to Brahmaloka. That entrance, please remove. Because it's covered by what? Covered by, it is closed, pidanam, and apihitam, apidanam, isn't it? It is covered by, isn't it? Hiranmayena path, by this blazing disk, which is brilliant like the glittering gold. So Hiranmayam, like the golden disk. This brilliant disk is covering. Hey Pushan, please you you remove it, na? Keep open it. So he says, Dwaram Tvam. Don't say Tattum as Tvam, okay? Tattu Tvam. Tadvaram Apidhanam. Isn't that Tad Apihitam Apidhanam? Door to go to whom? Satyasya. Satyam here is what now? Satyam Brahma. Which Brahma here? Hiranyagarbha. Sagunam Brahma. He is Satyam means what now? Sagunam Brahma. So Hiranyagarbha. Isn't it? Hiranyagarbha means not Param Brahma here. Satyam Brahma here is Hiranyagarbha. So Hiranyagarbha, Satyam, Hiranyagarbha is there. And go to the Satyaloka, Brahma Loka. Satyaloka means the place of Hiranyagarbha, isn't it? That lokam, Hiranyagarbha sthanam, is covered, is closed, isn't it? By this Hiranmayam Patram, this golden disc, solar disc, isn't it? And please you remove it. For what? For what should you remove it? For what should you open it? Tadvaram apavaruno, isn't it? Please that dwaram apavaruno, please open it. So what he says is, satya dharmaya drishtaye means for my darshanam, for me to have the darshanam. I want to have darshanam of Hiranyagarbha. How can I have darshanam of Hiranyagarbha? By going to the Brahmaloka. It seems, isn't it? For which I had to travel through Shuklagati. And that here is what now? The road is closed. The entrance is closed. Dwaram is closed. Closed by what? This Hiranmayam Patram. This gold-like, now blazing, brilliant solar disk is closing it. So please open it. Please remove it. So that, remove the closure, isn't it? So that I can go, remove that, open the door, I can go. And here, for me to have the darshanam, drishtaye means for Hiranyagarbha darshanam, for me to have the darshanam. And I'm not asking you to open the door for somebody who is simply wanting to go and have darshanam without having made any efforts. I have the guts to come and ask you, and I have the right to know, I have prayed to you, I request you, I beg you to open that. Why? Because I am also eligible. Suppose without having eligibility, you will simply go and beg, stand at the entry university gate and beg the principal, beg the professors. They cannot help you to enter. How much are you beg for admission? Isn't it? You can simply beg, hey, please, please, somehow give me admission. No certificate, no marks, nothing. Simply go and beg somebody, will you get it? Pray. You must go and beg somebody with all qualification. Isn't it? Beg means what? When, you see, sometimes you don't need begging because they will come, and because you are extremely good means, they'll come and knock at the door, giving, come on, our university offers you seat. Even then you must have applied for it, isn't it? Without application, nobody will come and look for you. Are you interested in doing this course? You have to apply for it, then if you are eligible, they will give. Sometimes you are eligible, but still because of number of people, competitions, you may not get. Then you have to seek help. That's called seeking help. Here also, I have what now? Karma, upasana, samuchaya, I have done. Isn't it? I have practiced. Isn't it? I have combined both upasanams, or I have combined this, you know, I'm eligible now. I have the punyam. I have done what I need to do. So now I have to go there. I'm eligible. But still, some papam may stop me from going. So please remove that papam. Therefore, which is really, you know, like this gold-like, you know, the blazing, this golden disc of sun, brilliant, blazing this sun disc, solar disc, is really, which seems to be, you see, closing the way, will please remove it. And who am I? Satya Dharmaha. What is the qualification here for? I am qualified. His being qualified is improved by one word, Satya Dharmaha. Satya Dharmaha means, Satya upasanameva dharmaha yasya. The one for whom meditating upon Hiranyagarbha is the only thing. Main. The one who spent his lot of time just, you know, meditating upon Hiranyagarbha was the only dharma, only commitment for him. Such a point is called Satya Dharmaha. Satya Hiranyagarbha upasanam eva dharmaha yasya. Okay. For one who was meditating upon Hiranyagarbha with all commitment, with the total commitment to the attainment of Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, he is called Satya Dharmaha. Another meaning is, Satya Dharmaha means the one who has lived Veda, enjoyed all the dharmas. Isn't it? Satya Dharmaha means the one who has really lived a life of dharma in all respects, one who has followed the Vedic dharma, you know, completely, which means he has got all the punyam, enough punyam, and some power, if at all is there, and please see that you remove it. Thereby what now? You please, you help me open it so that I can go have the darshanam of Hiranyagarbha. I can attain it, isn't it? Hiranyagarbha padam also. Is it clear? Tat tvam apavruno satya dharmaya drishtaye, for the vision of, for the darshanam of Hiranyagarbha. Which means I had to go to Hiranyagarbha loka, had to, no, see Hiranyagarbha. Seeing Hiranyagarbha means what? Going to Hiranyagarbha loka means, no, that remaining in that position. Remaining as what? Attaining Hiranyagarbha position means what? Remaining in Prakriti Laya for long time. And enjoying some Devatatma Shaktis. That is the prayer. Prayer is for going to Hiranyagarbha Sthanam. The place of Hiranyagarbha, Brahmaloka. Is it clear? This is the one prayer. So, Satyasya Mukham Hiranmayena Patrena Apihitam He Pushan Tat Mukham Tvam Apavrano Satya Dharmaya Drishtaye. Okay, for me to have the vision of Hiranyagarbha, to be with Hiranyagarbha, to attain the Brahma Loka, now whatever obstacle is there, please remove it so that I can attain it. This is a prayer. One prayer is over. And we'll see the next one. Pushan Ekarshe Yama Surya Prajapatya Vyuha Rashmin Samuha Tejo Yatte Rupam Kalyanatamam Tatte Pashyami Yosavasau Purushasohamasmi. So here you have to be very careful. It is not Atma Jnanam. It is not self-knowledge. It is not knowledge of the reality also. Isn't it? Satya Swarupa Darshanartham means I want to know you. I want to see you. I want to know you. I need to go there. Isn't it? I need to go to that lokam. So that he finished. Now he is asking. Because the sun, you all know, already know, I told you this, Suryaha, the sun is the Devata, isn't it? Surya Devata, and is the body for Hiranyagarbha. Is it as the body, we see sun as the body of Hiranyagarbha. Like how your body is the body for your sukshma shariram, for samashti shakti, sun is the body. And it seems there, sun is there behind, the Hiranyagarbha is there. How to know him, isn't it? So there's a way prayer here, to go to Brahmaloka. It's all Brahmaloka pratyartham prarthana. Or Hiranyagarbha darshanartham prarthana. So even if you go there, what happens, already you know. Already you know the result. If at all I pray, I beg, somehow I see that all my problems go, I have only punyam, I travel through Shukla Gatihi, you know, I travel through this bright solar path, you know, the disk is removed, I travel through the solar path, and I attain Brahmaloka also, and I can remain only for one long srishti, I can remain in sleep. Okay, I can remove what now, all my anaishwaryam goes. Here, remember the palam, already it has been said. My anaishwaryam goes, this enslavement goes, my slavery goes, I get all powers. Isn't it? Then what happens? Once you go there, all powers, and then I have that overlordship. And what can I do as overlord? Enjoying overlordship means what? You can't transact like this. Only thing is you can remain in sleep. Not only for one pralaya time, one whole srishti time also, you have to wait for another pralaya also. One whole srishti you remain in sleep. The next pralaya happens. Again you remain. And following srishti, you will come back. Where were you all these days? We'll go to India and won't come back for 8-9 months. All old people go and sit in there. Because it's very cold here. They avoid this cold weather. All Indian old people go back, teaching the children here. Why? They want to escape this bad weather. When again sun shines, they come back. Where were you all these days? 6 months I haven't seen. 6 months I go to India. Isn't it? Like this, these people go on and one winter and one summer, they stay for long and come back for next summer only sometimes. Isn't it? Well, again, Ashtetratanam, and then they just include. And they get some invitations for Upanayanams and then weddings. And all that, they finish all the functions, they come back. And Shashtidapurti, Hatavishekam, and then what not. Now, everything. They finish everything, come back. Why do you have long? Lots of programs, so busy. Long stay in India. Similarly, here also what happens? Here also, you stay one purna pralaya, one whole srishti, again one more pralaya. I tell you, it's a very long time. Okay? Very long time. You can't even imagine. You have to know, first of all, how long one srishti kalaha, isn't it? How long it takes for one srishti to come to an end. Understand? What is dissolution? Deluge happens when? In one deluge, we don't even know. We have time actually. How many yugas it takes, isn't it? Once again it becomes. So they'll remain. That is called Prakriti Layaha. It's called Brahmaloka Prapti. It's called what now? Hiranyagarbha Sthanam. Overlordship. Enjoy everything. And again you come back. You may attain Krama Mukti or you have to come back also. Isn't it? That is why there is no Mukti there. There is no Jnanam here. So next is now praying. It seems the solar rays, the sun, rays of sun are very brilliant, highly brilliant and blazing, very hot and also bright. Not simply brightest and hottest rays of light. Therefore it's very difficult to go, isn't it? So he's asking, he's praying now, you please withdraw all your hottest, brightest rays of light. Withdraw means what? Make them mild. Now they are very strong and powerful. Make them mild. So that I can make it cozy. It should not be too hot. If you withdraw totally finished, we'll die in cold, isn't it? Therefore, withdraw in such a way that it becomes enjoyable, pleasant. Your race must be enjoyable and pleasant. Please withdraw. Make your really prachanda tapa. Isn't it? That really, really blazing heat, burning heat, tormenting heat, scorching heat, make it what? Really mild heat. Mild. So that I can, so you withdraw. That's what he says now. He's a prayer here. And for which he calls sun by four names, the five names. Look at this. Pushan, Yekarshe, Yama, Surya, Prajapatya. Five names. Is it? So he's calling now. Hey Pushan. I already told the meaning of the word Pushan. Poshayatiti Pusha, you know very well. The nourisher of all the beings. How does he nourish? We'll see later on. Wait. Then, Ekarshe. See, the word Rishihi, I already told in some other class, the Rishi Dhatu has two meanings. One meaning is what? Janati. One meaning is Gachati. Rishati means Gachati, Rishati also means Janati. So, Rishati, Janati, iti Rishihi, knower. Rishihi means knower, seer, one meaning. Otherwise, Rishihi means not one who goes. So, Ekarshihi means all the time sun travels alone. No companion for sun. Who can go near him? Anybody goes, finished. Anybody goes near the sun means they will get burnt. Isn't it? Very hot person. He is not a warm person. Hottest person. Isn't it? Cold person also we can't go near. Cold means very cold, no warmth. Isn't it? Hot means also we won't go near. Warm means we can go. But sun is hottest, very hot. He has to travel only alone. That's why one who travels by oneself all the time. Ekena gachati. Lonely traveler. That is the meaning, okay? One who travels all the time alone. I don't know how his journey, travel must be boring travel. So here, Ekarshihi. So in vocative case, Ekarshe. So he says, Ekahayeva gachati iti Ekarshihi. Shankara says that, one who travels alone all the time is Ekarshihi, okay? Sun is traveling alone, isn't it? He doesn't travel, sun remains. It looks, but still, that's why don't take it scientifically now. It's the name like that, one who is all the time alone. So, Ekarshihi. For us, it looks as though he travels, isn't it? Then, Yamaha. Again, Yama. Yama means, literally, it means controller, restrainer. How does, Lord Yama, we call the time factor as the Yamaha, the restrainer. But here, sun is called restrainer because the one who, by lending life to all the beings, even though there's no controller, really, our lives are in the grace of whom, isn't it? It is sun's grace we are all alive today. Our life is because of the grace of sun. Therefore, that way you can say the Yamaha. Literally speaking, is a control. A Yama. In fact, Shankara Bhagavatpada explains every word. Jagataha Poshanat Pusha Ravihi. Ekaha Eva Rishati Gachati Iti Ekarshihi. Sarvasya Samyamanad Yamaha. The one who really controls everything. Therefore, is called Yama. Oh, restrainer, isn't it? Yamaha. The next, one more word he says. Suryaha. Here, Suryaha, I think I gave a different explanation for this word. Why Suryaha? I gave another meaning in another Upanishad. I don't know whether you remember that. Sushtu Irayati iti Suryaha. Sushtu Irayati iti Suryaha, one meaning. I mentioned some other Upanishads. I read somewhere else. But here, this meaning, I heard from Swamiji also. The Sushtu Irayati, that means Swamiji also said in the class. And then here, so he says, Rashmi Nam Svikaranat Suryaha. It not literally, it seems, sun is withdrawing his son, all his rays. You know, it's as though he's withdrawing. When it gets dark, he has withdrawn his rays. I mean, again, it sun shines as though he is expanding his rays. Is it contracting, expanding, withdrawing, and then allowing them to shine? Therefore, he says, the one who withdraws his, as though withdraws his rays of light, therefore he is called Surya. One meaning. Another meaning is Rasan. Another meaning he gives is, so Rashmihi means ray of light. That's why sun is called Rashmiman. No? You hear that word in Aditya Hridayam, Rashmimantam, Takaranta Shabda, that's why. Okay, Rashmiman means Rayvan, is it? Not Rayan, one who has ray of light. Rashmiman, Gabastiman, you know, we have lots of words. So Rashmihi means ray of light. So Rashmi, no, he says, Rashminam Svikaranat Suryaha. One who withdraws as though all his rays of light, therefore he is called Suryaha. Another meaning is Prananam Svikaranat. One who takes all the pranas. What does it mean? Here is some completely different meaning. One who taking all the pranas means pervading all the pranas. Understand? Like now I can say, the space has taken this room. What does it mean? Because this room does not exist outside of the space. Beautiful, isn't it? Taken means what? It has taken this room or what? Space has taken this room means this room does not exist outside of the room, space. Which means the space has pervaded this room also. This is also called taking. Okay, Svikarna means pervading. Like Sydney pervades Cherry Brook. Sydney has taken Cherry Brook means what? This does not exist outside of Sydney. Cherry Brook, isn't it? Pervading. That's what pervasion. Always, isn't it? Therefore, each prana is what now? Each prana is pervaded by Surya Shakti. Each prana Shakti is nothing but Surya Shakti only. Solar power alone is in the form of prana Shakti. Therefore, prananam svikaranat means one who pervades all the pranas. Thereby, one who enlivens also, you can say one meaning. Okay, Suryaha. The one more meaning he gives, rasanancha svikaranat. Rasaha means, you know, the juices. What happens if the sun scorches? Any liquid, any juice in anything gets absorbed by the heat, becomes dry. The juicy fruit, that's really juicy stems and juicy plants, all of them, with this only heat, no water means, what happens to all the juices? All the liquids, all the water, all of them get drawn, isn't it? They all taken away by heat. So, rasanam svikarta. Rasanam svikaranat means one who takes away all the juices from everything. It's also, therefore, he is called Surya. He pervades all the pranas. Yeah? How? As a nourisher of all the pranas. So Suryaha, main meaning of the word Suryaha is what? Nourisher of all the pranas, all the beings. Same Posha and Suryaha mean the same. Why? Even though we give different meanings. Is it clear? How? Because the nourisher means, in fact, one enlivener of all the beings. Energizer of all the beings. How? Because remaining as the very nutrients of all the herbs, all the vegetation, one who's there in the form of nutrients in all the plants, all the herbs, oshadis. In all the herbs, the food we eat is what? All the energy, our mental energy, intellectual energy, our buddhi shakti, our manashakti, our prana shakti, all our physical energy, all our energy is nothing but modified form of food energy. The food energy is what? Modified form of plant energy. Plant energy is modified form of solar energy. Ultimately, Surya Shakti Reva here is there in form of all the powers, isn't it? This is how nourisher, enlivener, energizer of all the beings is the sun. This is why we call sun Sposha, Pusha. Now, so Surya also, isn't it? Because there cannot be evaporation, there cannot be condensation, there cannot be rains, there cannot be plants, there cannot have be food, there cannot be any other living being here if there is no sun, isn't it? Sun, that is why Suryaha means what? And that's why one who delivers also, isn't it? So we say, that's why in the mantra on Surya is called Savitri Mantraha. Om Bhurbhuvasanta Dattatsa Viturvare Enyam Bargo Devasya Dhimahi. That mantra is called Savitri Mantraha in Gayatri meter. We know what has it has become Gayatri mantra because 24 syllables, isn't it? But it's actually Savitri mantra. Savitri means the sun in Gayatri meter. Anyway, what I want to say here, this might not go out of the track here. What I want to say, when we invoke the grace of Hiranyagarbha, you having sun as the altar. Is it clear? Sun becomes the altar for Hiranyagarbha. It becomes the easiest way of, isn't it? Understanding. So you invoke. So you call him by all these names. Then, hey Prajapatya. Prajapatya, also now, son of, no, Prajapatehe Apatyam Puman. Isn't it? We say Prajapati's. Prajapati's son is called Prajapati. Hey Prajapatya. Hey Yama, hey Surya, hey Pushan, hey Ekarshe. You have to call the sun by so many names. You know, you look at this, how many titles you have, isn't it? Each title will make a person really feel good, isn't it? And the more titles. But here, it's all for our own. Sun doesn't care, okay? But still, we have to call the sun by all these names. Anyway, calling. Then what do you request now? Vyuha. Rashmin Samuha. We put the request. Call a person politely, respectfully, giving due respect. Now by all the appropriate words, respectful words of reverence, then request. Express your request. What is your request? Vyuha Rashmin Samuha. Vyuha means vigamaya, remove. Vyuha means remove. What should remove? Rashmin vyuha, remove, isn't it? Remove your, keep your rays of, blazing rays of light away. Then samuha, isn't it? Samuha means yeki kuru. Make them, now they're all blazing rays of light going all over. So what, you know, bring them together so that what, make it mild. Eki kuru. Samuha means collect them together, keep them together, make it one. Okay, eki kuru. Make it one means what? Make it one. Eki kuru. Make it one means make it mild. So your form, then I can see you. Eki Guru. It's a prarthana. Once you remove the blazing rays and make them, bring them together, make them mild, what happens? Tejo yatte yat tejaha rupam yat te rupam kalyana tamam. Kalyana Tamam. So here, you have to take one more word there. Vyuha Rashmin Samuha Tejaha. சமூக தேஜக, சமூக உபசம்ஹர பகவான் ஹி கிவ்ஸ் ஹியர் தேஜக தாபகம் ஜோதிஹி. இட்ஸ் நாட் ஒன்லி டூ பிரில்லியன்ட் நோ பிகாஸ் கிளாரிங் இசன்ட் இட், த ரேடியேஷன் ஆல்சோ இஸ் வாட் ரேடியேஷன் ஆஃப் யுவர் ரேஸ் இஸ் டூ ஹை இசன்ட் இட், த கிளாரிங் ரேஸ் ப்ளீஸ் மேக் தம் மைல்ட், ரிமூவ் த கிளாரிங் ரேஸ் ஸோ ஐ கேன் சீ யூ நோ, அண்ட் ஆல்சோ ஏகே குட் பிரிங் தம் டுகெதர் மேக் தம் மைல்ட் யுவர் ப்ளீஸ் ரெடியூஸ் யுவர் ஹீட் ஆல்சோ, நாட் ஒன்லி தி கிளாரிங் லைட் ஆல்சோ the heat, light and heat both are what, too bright and too hot, so make it mild. That's why vyuha samuha, you have two words, tat te te tejaha, isn't it tejaha upasamhara, no really upasamhara, withdraw your heat with na tejaha here means the heat, withdraw your heat, make it mild and make them, bring your rays together as one, and then also make your, withdraw your, remove your rays also, isn't it, thereby what happens, te kalyana tamam roopam, then your form will be what, once you remove, withdraw your rays and then withdraw your heat, if no they become mild means, then your form will be most auspicious form, your form will be most auspicious, pleasing, pleasant form. Kalyanatamam, te rupam, tat te pashyami. Yat te kalyanatamam rupam, tat te rupam pashyami. I see that form of yours. I see that form of yours, which is most auspicious and no, most pleasant form. Shankara says shobhana, shobhanam rupam, atyantam shobhanam means what, again another Sanskrit term for you, kalyanatamam atyantam shobhanam, same isn't it, most auspicious, most pleasant and pleasing form, enjoyable form. Then yaha asau, asau purushaha sohamasmi, and then he says now, in fact, there's an expression, isn't it? I'm not begging you like a servant. Shankara makes very clear in his commentary. Okay? I'm not begging you like a servant. Suppose, isn't it? There's two ways of asking. Sometimes when you ask, you know, you can politely ask, but still, politely asking also is okay, but still, it is not like, no, I am your servant, please give me. Not that way. Brityavat nai ache, Shankara says. No? Because that power which is in you is in me. In fact, you are in me, I am you. He says that. It is not Advaita Jnanam, okay? It is not the non-duality. But still, even though what happens, you are, that power which is in you is in me. In fact, what does it mean here? I am you, I am you. Every place in Sydney can say what? I am Sydney. Isn't it? I'm part of Sydney, it can say. Then here also what also? So aham saha aham asmi. Because O son, I am you. Isn't it? In fact, I am you means what? I'm not different from you. I'm you. It's not the knowledge of knowledge from the standpoint of reality. See, this, every standpoint you can say I am the whole. When you say I am the whole, the standpoint of absolute reality, then that is jnanam. Relatively also you are part of the whole, isn't it? See, if any the gross universe is five elemental universe, your body is elemental. Therefore, it is the same. Isn't it? The Vyashti is part of the. So, in fact, every Vyashti is Samashti. Every wave is water, ocean. Every wave is ocean. You don't see it from the standpoint of the water alone. Every wave is ocean. Why? There's no such a thing called wave existing outside of, independent of the ocean. Isn't it? Every wave is ocean. Like that, every physical body is what? Grass universe. It's part of the Virat. Every prana is what? Part of Samashti prana. Here, what is there in Surya is here, in your eyes. What is there, isn't it? So every Shakti, what is outside is also here. Therefore he says, I'm not asking you like a beggar here. What I am saying, I'm you. I'm you, but please help me. What now? Rashmin Vyuha Tejaha Samuha. Then Kalyanatamam, isn't it? Shobanam Rupam Tatte Pashyami. If you make it mild, then I can see you. The glaring will not be a problem, isn't it? There won't be a glaring problem. I can see you. Okay? Because I am you. I can see you. This is the next prarthana. It's all for what? This prarthana is only for Gatihi. This prayer is for Hiranyagarbha Darshanam. So prayer for Hiranyagarbha Darshanam is what? Therefore prayer for Brahmaloka Prapti. Prayer for Brahmaloka Prapti, for therefore prayer for Gati Prarthana. Prayer for Gati, good Gati. Prayer for Shukla Gatihi. And ultimately what you can achieve? Not Moksha. You have to remember, what is Mrityu Taranam? Amrita Mrityu Taranam is equal to Anaishwarya Nivritya Aishwarya Praptihi. You attain what lordship you have. Temporary lordship, temporary position. You can remain, you can enjoy some lordship for some time. And then Prakriti Layaha. Now you have got this word Prakriti Layaha. What is Prakriti Layaha? Longest sleep. You got it now? Yeah. So this is what he is so much praying to Bhagavan for all these things. Then he says, Yaha Asau Yoso Asau Purushaha Saha Aham Asmi. So here, Yaha Asau Purushaha Saha Aham Asmi. That person, isn't it? Purushaha means what? Here, that Hiranyagarbha is what? I am that Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha is not, no? I am the Hiranyagarbha. Because Hiranyagarbha is me. Which means, Hiranyagarbha is me means what? I am, what is there in sun, Hiranyagarbha, is here also. Samashti is there, Vyashti is here. The total power is there in Surya, sun. Vyashti Shakti is in me. What I am saying? Vyashti Shakti means the individual power obtaining in me, the same total power is in the sun. Therefore, what happens now? You are having total Hiranyagarbha, I am also what? Hiranyagarbha. Which means, Saha Aham Asmi. And here, now Shankara gives beautiful meaning for this word, Purnaha, Purushaha. Why you call Purushaha here? Now, he says, you can see Hiranyagarbha as, you can visualize, actually Hiranyagarbha is what now? Purusha Akaratvata Purushaha, the person with limbs. You can see something as the head of Hiranyagarbha. No, you can see all these different devatas as what now? As different limbs of Hiranyagarbha. Each devata, each phenomenon can be seen as each limb of Hiranyagarbha. You can just visualize, isn't it? You see the total power as one big form, isn't it? And you see one power as one devata, as one phenomenon as the head. Then you can see the rest as the shoulders, isn't it? So, different phenomena, different devatas can be seen, looked upon as different, limbs of the Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, Purusha Akaratvata, the one with the different limbs, as a person with different limbs. Therefore, Krishna Hiranyagarbha is called Purushaha, one meaning. Then, Another meaning he says, Purnena va anena prana buddhyatmana jagat samastam iti purushaha. Purnam, one who fills everything here. How Hiranyagarbha remains filling everything. One who pervades everything. Hiranyagarbha pervades all of us. Hiranyagarbha pervades everything. Where is Hiranyagarbha? Hiranyagarbha is in the form of your mind. Is in the form of your intellect. Hiranyagarbha is in the form of your prana shakti, physiological functions. Hiranyagarbha is in the form of your, the faculty of activity. Hiranyagarbha is in the form of a faculty of knowledge. Buddhi shakti, jnana shakti, isn't it? The power of thinking, power of knowing, power of remembering, and all the mental power, all the physiological powers, all the powers obtaining in every individual, sukshma shaktihi. In fact, every subtle body is nothing but subtle powers, individual powers. Is it clear now? What is subtle body? All the powers. Subtle body is nothing but combination of subtle powers. The power of seeing, power of hearing, isn't it? All five powers of knowledge, five powers of activities, and five physiological, the functions, again, function of kriya shakti only. And then the buddhi shakti, the thinking, knowing, the capacity to know, capacity to desire, capacity to understand, capacity to remember, feel. What is that power? Buddhi shakti, manas shakti, isn't it? So the entire sukshma shariram obtaining in every individual is nothing but powers, different powers. So individual powers. And what is that? Every individual sukshma shariram is nothing but Hiranyagarbha. Like every wave is ocean, every sukshma shariram is what? Hiranyagarbha. Got it now? So Hiranyagarbha, like the ocean pervades every wave. Ocean pervades every wave means what? There's no wave outside of the ocean. Don't go to water now, okay? Don't think too much. Here you have to understand every wave pervades the ocean. Every wave is pervaded by the ocean. Ocean pervades every wave. Similarly, Hiranyagarbha pervades what now? Every individual in the form of sukshma. Every sukshma is what? Every subtle body is what? Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, sohamasmi. You got it? His word pervasiveness. I am Hiranyagarbha means what? Every wave can say, I am the ocean because I am not outside of the ocean. Ocean includes me. Therefore, Hiranyagarbha includes my sukshma. I don't even say my sukshma. Hiranyagarbha includes me in the form of sukshma. Got it? Therefore, saha ahamasmi. That's why sohamasmi means don't take it as advaita jnanam here. It is not knowledge here. You got it? See, this person is, even to have said this, a lot of understanding must have gone in. Got it? Where is the, is there a separate seeing power, separate hearing power for you? You own anything here? What is it you are owning? Where is your seeing power? Where is your hearing power? Where is your, what is it you possess actually here? All the powers are here, isn't it? They are given to you, you are enjoying it. You are only making use of them. That's all. All these powers are what? Part of the total powers only. The total, that's why samashti sarva shakti. Man. Sarva shaktihi means what? That is samashti jnana shaktihi, kriya shaktihi, prana shaktihi. Is it? We say what? Samashti shakti. All the powers in totality is what? Hiranyagarbha. That is why everything remains what? Where does all these sthulas? Sthulas live where? This is the whole cosmos, all the physical forms are pervaded by what? the Hiranyagarbha. Is it now? Because the life is where? Only in Hiranyagarbha. That is why Sutram, Sutratman. Sutratma means what? Now, just as the string keeps all the beads together, holds all the beads, so all the forms are held by Hiranyagarbha. That is why Sutratma also. Understand? Not Sutra means what? Very life behind the whole is Hiranyagarbha. Like life behind this body is what? Your Sukshma. Why? The minute Sukshma goes, then it has to be offered to Agni Devata. Antyeshti Karma. Isn't it? Ready for offering. Not for retaining. Give it away. So Sukshma has to leave. Similarly here also, that is why, got it. So life behind this, which lends life to this is Sukshma. So that Sukshma is what? Hiranyagarbha. Your Hiranyagarbha alone is here, life in me. Life in this physical form is what? Hiranyagarbha. You want to see Ishvara elsewhere? The life in you is life in this physical body. Is what? Hiranyagarbha. It's also understanding Ishvara. That's why I told you have listen a lot to understand even Ishvara. Okay, that's why Sohamasmi. So what he says, why Purusha? Hiranyagarbha is called Purushaha. Purusha Akaratvat Purushaha. If you see the whole as one person, then you can see each power as what? One limb of the Hiranyagarbha. Okay? Then what? That's Virat. Okay. So here. Then prana buddhyatma buddhyatmana jagat samastam. Now see, one who fills everything in the form of pranas, in the form of buddhi, in the form of mind, isn't it? It's also called as why purnaha. Purnaha purnatvat purusha. Therefore he is called sarvam purayati iti purushaha. Okay, one who fills everything is called purushaha. See, we have to be very careful. When the word purushaha is used, does it imply Virat? Does it imply Hiranyagarbha? In which context? Everything you have to understand. Okay? So here, yeah. Then Puri Shayanadva Purushaha. Puri means what? Pur. It's a Repharanta Shabda. Pur. In locative is what? Puri. And in this physical body, this physical body is what? No, Pur. In this Puri, what? No, Shete. Shayanam Karoti. Isn't it? Shete. One who indwells this physical body. Now, which body? All the bodies, each and every body. You know, Hiranyagarbha indwells every body. Everybody's body. Isn't it? As we say what? Puri Shayanath Purushaha. Why we call it the person? Left. The person has gone. Who, when somebody goes, dies, he has passed away, why do we say? Why can't he still there? Why do we say he's passed away? The person has gone, isn't it? Purishai, now the Sheta has gone. That is why life has gone, isn't it? We never say that. He is still there, we never say. He has passed away. Why do we use the word passed away? Why can't we say simply dead, died? We passed away, the expression itself implies what? What has passed away is Hiranyagarbha. Understand? Not Hiranyagarbha in the total level, I mean Vyashti, which is Hiranyagarbha. That is why the person has gone away. So Puri Shayanat Purushaha. Therefore you can say what? If you see, if this person as an Ajnani having identity with the entire, isn't it? Sthula Sukshma Sharirani, then this person definitely can say what? Aham Hiranyagarbha Sohamasmi. Is it? Because my pranas are Hiranyagarbha's pranas. Surya's pranas. You know, he can tell Surya, isn't it? Your prana is also my prana. All of us can say to all of us, your prana and my prana are one and the same Hiranyagarbha. Even though they seem to be occupying different bodies, isn't it? But still actually, the same. That's what Purushaha. That's why he says, that Purushaha Saha Ahamasmi. So what? That is why I'm praying to you. I'm not praying to you like a beggar. See, come on. I'm you. Okay, I'm you. Okay, but still I'm requesting you. Please remove all your heat waves. And all this heat, quite hot, brilliant, radiant. No, all these waves, and remove them, make them mild, and make them, you know, heat also remove, that radiance also reduce, so that I can see a beautiful, pleasant, shobhanatmaka, isn't it? Kalyanatamam rupam I can see, thereby I can worship you, I can come to you. This all for what? You have, now should remember why he is doing all that. It's all for gati. Okay. Vayuranilam. Amrutam. Athedam. Basmantam. Basmantagum shariram. Om krato. Smara, Kritagum smara, Krato smara, Kritagum smara. Okay. Again, this also, the person who is in the deathbed, you may not like this, okay, but still, the prayer by the person who is in his deathbed. I cannot travel physically. Isn't it? Physically I cannot move around. I am in the deathbed. So he is saying, he is praying. What is the prayer of the person who has lived a life of meditation? Okay, who has lived throughout his life doing karma, practicing upasanas, isn't it? And even samuchaya, following the samuchaya also. One who has lived his life, now he is his deathbed. So what is he praying to the Lord? If the person has not done any upasana before, he cannot pray to. You know, he has not prayed also before, also he cannot do that suddenly, immediately. So this very beautiful thing is, for one to be able to pray at the time of death, one must have been praying the whole life. Because overnight one cannot suddenly develop the habit of praying. Suddenly you will not remember to pray. Is it? Must have been praying. Because pray, anything which you have been doing for some time becomes your habit. At the time you will not forget to do that, what the most important thing, at the time of death also. Isn't it? So this person must have lived a prayerful life. Whole life must have been a life of prayers, worship, now karmas, then upasanams. Now he must have lived. So the deathbed also, now he is praying. That's why he says, Atha Marishyataha. Now I am about to die. I am going to die. I'm going to die means what? Ajnani only can say this. Marishyataha, who will say? Ajnani will say, I am going to die. Jnani's I has been already resolved in reality. Isn't it? Eternal reality. So he will say, I will die. I'm going to die. Here, Marishyataha, Mama, Shakra, I'm the one who is about to die, going to die for me. Vayuhu. Okay, Anilam, Amritam, Atha Idam, Vayuhu, அனிலம் அமிர்தம். சி வாயு ஹியர் இஸ் திஸ் திஸ் அ பிரேயர். There is a vayu outside, wind outside, isn't it? There is air element outside. Samashti prana. Is it vayu means here samashti prana. Samashti prana is there everywhere. And here vyashti prana is also there inside, isn't it? Your vyashti prana. So may this vyashti prana, once vyashti prana leaves the shariram, it is one with the samashti prana. So here he is a gently may my prana, okay, help my prana to leave the body, become one with Hiranyagarbha. It's the first prayer. Okay, that's why Anilam Vayuhu. Okay, Anilam Amrutam. Amrutam means what here? Hiranyagarbha, isn't it? So may this Anil Vayu, may this Anilaha means again, Anilaha also is what? We can say Anilaha means air only. Vayu also means air. So here the prana, Vyashti prana, which is here now, which does not stay here, which is going to go away, na nilayati iti Anilaha, isn't it? That which does not remain in one place is called Anilaha. The air element itself is called Anilaha. Anilaha, Analaha, two words, isn't it? Analaha means fire, Anilaha means air. Why air is called, air element is called Anilaha na nilayati, does that which does not stay in one place. You can't catch hold of Vayu and then lock it, isn't it? Stay here whole night, don't go anywhere else, you can't do it, isn't it? But our pranas are kept here as long as Paradha is locked inside. Paradha gets or door is locked, locks are, isn't it, opened and can go out. So our prana is really, so here he says what now? Anilam amrutam. Vayuhu anilam amrutam means what? May this, no, here, Bhagavan bless me. So what happened? This vayu gently go out and become one with samashti. Amrutam means what? Reach Hiranyagarbha. Become one with amrutam means Hiranyagarbha here, isn't it? Who enjoys? Because Hiranyagarbha is relatively eternal. See, Parabrahma, reality, consciousness is absolutely eternal. But we talk about the eternity of Hiranyagarbha also. Why? But still relatively eternal. Still Hiranyagarbha also has what? Beginning and an end. That's why Sambhutihi, the name is called Sambhutihi, Sambhavaha. We call, not asambhuti, asambhavaha, sambhutihi, vinashaha, all these words are used to mean Hiranyagarbha because Hiranyagarbha has a beginning and an end. Why? At the time of Pralaya, what happens to Hiranyagarbha? It resolves, isn't it? Therefore, relatively eternal, long life Hiranyagarbha has. Therefore, we say, he is also known by the term, one who is relatively immortal. Not absolutely immortal. That's why the term amrutam is used there. So wherever in the karma context, if the word amrutam, mrityuhu, etc. I've used, means you have to see the meaning, it's not moksha. It is, understand. Which means, may this prana leave the body gently and become one with Hiranyagarbha. Samashti prana. Let the vyashti prana join the samashti prana. Then what should happen to this body? So that's also prayer he says. Then, atha idam shariram basmantam. Basmantagum. May this body, which was got in a subtle form, be the previous, no, the previous body, when it was cremated, that time itself from the agni, you got some subtle body. Okay, subtle body. Which means, and then therefore, this body, what now? It has to be offered back now. Okay, this body has to be offered to Agni. Basmantam means what? Basma means ashes. So, basmantam means, let this body be given back to Agni to get reduced to ashes. Basma means ashes. Is it clear? That means debts are over. Who gave it to me, I've given back. So I can't do that myself. So there's a prayer. You see that this body is given back to Agni Devata. So it is burnt. Agni means fire. Okay? Got it? Given back to the fire, Agni Devata. Therefore it gets, let it get burnt, reduced to ashes. I think the word Agnal, you have been listening for quite some time. It's not something new for you. Okay. Therefore, now he says, he's calling Krato. Then first he says, Om. He's calling the Hiranyagarbha by the name Om. He's addressing the Lord Hiranyagarbha here, Om. See, Om is also like a pratika. Isn't it? You know that very well. And Om also, see, Hiranyagarbha, Om also is what? Symbol for Hiranyagarbha. Om is symbol for, you know, Ishvara in general. So Hiranyagarbha, Virat, for everybody you can say what? Om is a name. So that's why Om. Then he is calling, you know, Krato. Kratuhu is a Ukaranta Shabda. And in vocative case becomes Krato. Ho Krato. Ukara means a word ending in the vowel U. So in vocative case, Krato. So Kratohu means here he is calling two. You know, first he is calling he is calling fire. We'll see that. So he Krato. Smara. Krato smara kritagam. Yeah. Kritagam means kritam smara. Yeah, first he is addressing the mind. Okay, then he is addressing the fire. So, he krato means he is addressing both. He is calling his own mind first. O mind, okay, kritam smara, O mind. See, the person at the deathbed calling his own mind and telling the mind what? Hey, O mind, please don't forget. No, remember. What should you remember? All that prayer, all that worship, all that meditation, isn't it? All that you have been doing the whole life. The upasanam which you've been involved in the whole life. All that which has been being performed, practiced in the whole life. The clean activities, isn't it? Upasanam. Please remember now. Now you remember. Oh mind, you please remember. If you are involved in meditation before, now also what now? Be involved in meditation. Remember whatever has been kritam before. Don't forget now. Is it clear now? It's addressing the mind, which means he remembers. And second smara, again he is calling, isn't it? Again the same meaning. He is also calling Agni. Kratuhu. One meaning of the word Kratuhu is mind. One meaning is of the word Kratuhu is Agnihi. In Kratuhu literally means ritual also. But here he is addressing the mind as Krato, addressing Agni Devata as Krato. That's why Ishavasa Upanishad, which word means which, you have to be very careful. Krato means hey Agni. Okay, hey Agni Bhagavan. Oh Lord fire. Oh Agni. Okay, oh fire. He is calling fire. Why he is calling fire? Because fire has been the witness throughout his life. For the Vaidika, there's no ritual for us without Agni, isn't it? Marriage means Agni Sakshi. Who witnessed your marriage? You married this woman. Who witnessed? Fire. Don't take fire as some inert element, okay? What is Agni? Devata. Agni is the Agni Sakshi, they say. And emotionally you'll entangle that itself, somehow, I tell you. You can't get out of it. That's why Agni, all these rituals are mainly to to make the people more committed to each other, isn't it? So nowhere they just go away. In spite of that, they go means some problem. Okay, that is why not that easy. Anyway, you know what I want to say here. That is why. Vedic wedding means it must be. I wish, I really pray for whoever gets married that they should have that sort of, the real prayer of those days should work. What is implied by the prayer should work. Anyway, that's what I'm talking. So here, why? Because Agni is the Sakshi, witness. For every day you pray to Bhagavan, thanking, expressing your thanks to Bhagavan. How? Through the performance of Agnihotram ritual. Like every day worship is for what? Every day you chant something, every day you do namaskaram to Bhagavan. Every day you worship means, every day you thank, you express your thanks to Bhagavan, which is worship, isn't it? Every day light the lamp, every day offer oblations, every day you offer some prasadam and recite some, flatter Bhagavan by some stotrams and do namaskaram also. Because every day worship is, every day you enjoy, you really thanks, you thank Bhagavan. So with like that, those days people were performing ritual every day. They must have been performing what? Agnihotram, Nitya Agnihotram karma. So which means the whole life this person must have been performing rituals. Not only that, even going through these samskaras also. For everything you kindle a fire, perform fire ritual, and having fire as the witness, you do something, isn't it? So Agni happens to be the witness of in all the rituals. So he's calling Agni now. Hey Agni, you have been witnessing always in all forms of worship, in all my rituals I performed, you know. Isn't it? Suppose if you were there for the witnessing the wedding means you will say, come on, you were there. Not only wedding, I'm talking about all the rituals. Okay? All the rituals, Agni must be there. Like water, fire, very important. We use lots of, for everything you need water and fire in Vedic rituals. So here, fire, that's why he's calling Agni and Kritam Smara. Hey Agni, please remember all those I have been doing throughout my life. Kritam Smara. Oh mind, you please remember all that I've been doing, all that you've been involved in. Please remember all that I have been doing throughout my life. Krato Smara. What should you remember? Kritam Smara. Kritagam is a Vedic usage, isn't it? Chandasa Prayer. Kritam means what has been done. Before, Kritam is a participle, past passive participle. Kritam, what has been done, all that has been done. So he can say that boldly. Why? He has lived a clean, prayerful, worshipful life. So he must have performed rituals and he must have practiced upasanam, isn't it? He must have been that life. So now he at the deathbed, he's calling his own mind. Suddenly he can't tell. He tells the mind, isn't it? No, he's telling, remember all that. Agni, you remember all that. So that what? Remember means, see what I deserve. Don't forget means what? See that I get what I deserve. What I should deserve now? Now, good loka. Good gati, good path, bright path, and good gati. So whatever, oh mind, whatever you have been thinking, now also keep thinking. Okay? Now also you be with that same thinking. Now don't, because now time has come. Time has come. Time is approaching, fast approaching me to leave. Isn't it? So until you leave, don't stop. Be with the same thinking. Okay? A fire, please remember everything. That is the meaning. And then repetition is for emphasis. To make the expression emphatic, கிருத்தம் ஸ்மர, கிருத்தம் ஸ்மர, கிருதோ கிருத்தம் ஸ்மர, பிளீஸ் ரிமெம்பர், பிளீஸ் ரிமெம்பர், ஓ மைண்ட் பிளீஸ் ரிமெம்பர், ஏன்னா ஓ ஃபயர் பிளீஸ் ரிமெம்பர். ரெப்பிடேஷன் இஸ் ஃபார் மேக்கிங் இட் எம்ஃபேட்டிக். ஓகே, அகெய்ன் த லாஸ்ட் மந்த்ரா வித் திஸ் ஈஷாவாஸ்யம் உபநிஷத் வில் பி கம்ப்ளீட். சோ வென் தி யூனோ தி பிராணா, பிராண சக்தி இன் ஒன் செல்ஃப் இஸ் வாட் அத்யாத்ம சக்தி, அத்யாத்ம பிராணா, லெட் இட் லீவ் அண்ட் தென் பிகம் ஒன் வித் அதி தெய்வ சக்தி, இஸ் இட், லெட் இட் ஜாயின் சமஷ்டி பிராணா. Let this body be given to, even this which helps you understand so much is, let this body be given to Agni Devata, offered, it get reduced to ashes, it get burnt and reduced to ashes. Let this prana go. Let me go to what now? Hiranyagarbha Loka. அக்னேனய சுபதா ராயே அஸ்மான் விஸ்வானி தேவ வயுனானி வித்வான் யுயோதி அஸ்மத் ஜுஹுராணம் ஏனூயிஷ்டாம் தே நம உக்திம் விதேம. ஓகே, அகெய்ன்ஸ் ப்ரேயர் டு அக்னி. ஹே அக்னே, ஓகே, ஹே அக்னே, யூ சீக் தி ஹெல்ப் ஆஃப் சன், யூ சீக் தி ஹெல்ப் ஆஃப் அக்னி அகெய்ன். ஹே அக்னே நய, பிளீஸ் lead me, make me, help me go through what? Supatha. Supatha means what? No, shobanena margena, Shankara says, no, help me travel through this, no, pleasant, enjoyable, good path. What's a good path? Shobana gati means what? No, the path will take me to, no, Hiranyagarbha, Brahma Loka. I said Supatha. And then also his supatha naya, agne supatha naya. Why supatha? He says supatha means, su means good, it's shobhanam, patham, path means the marga. Now so shobhana margena, isn't it, when you take me by good path means, he definitely, that he implies, don't take me by, isn't it, dakshinagatihi, don't take me by that dark path or pitriyana. I don't want to go by that pitriyana. Please see that I go through the shuklagatihi, I travel through bright path to reach Brahma Loka. I don't want to go to other loka, isn't it? Then he says, why should I go here, isn't it? Why I don't want to go to Pitriyana? Why I don't want to go to Pitriloka? Why I don't want to travel through Pitriyana? Why I don't want to travel through this Pitriyana? Why I want to travel through this Devayana? Why I want to avoid this dark path? Why I want to travel through bright path? Because I don't want to go to that world of mains. I want to go to only Brahma Loka, world of no Hiranyagarbha. Why? Because if I go here, I have to come back. At least there is possibility of attaining Krama Mukti. Going to, you know, Brahma Loka, there is possibility of attaining Krama Mukti. I can attain Moksha, is possibility, isn't it? Krama Mukti means attainment of Moksha after reaching Hiranyagarbha, Brahmaloka, isn't it? There's possibilities there, but in Pitriloka, that possibility is not there at all. You had to come back only. That's why he says, I don't want that returning. So better, that's why I want this Shukla Gatihi. That is implied by this word Supatha. Why Su? I'm not telling all these things, okay? Ashin Bhagavatpada in his Bhasham commentary, he says that, that's why I'm explaining that to you. So Supatha, therefore, and for what Raye? The Raye is again an interesting word. You know? Raye means for the wealth. Rai is the Dhatuhu. And the word royal, maybe has it come from this, I don't know. But Rai means no wealth, isn't it? So Raye means for the wealth. What is the wealth here? The attainment of fruit, isn't it? Karma Upasana Phalam is what? Rai, isn't it? Wealth. For enjoying the benefit, wealth, then the enjoyment of the phalam, all the whole life, I have lived a life of upasanam and karma. I have lived a worshipful, prayerful life. See, upasanam, karma means worship. Upasana means meditation, isn't it? I have lived thoughtfully, isn't it? Prayerfully, worshipfully, I have lived my life, performing rituals and doing upasana, meditating all whole my life. Therefore, what now? I have to enjoy the benefit of that what I have practiced. That is what is wealth. For the enjoyment of the karma phalam, karma upasana phalam, which is the wealth, for that enjoyment, what now? Please help me travel through this good path, bright path, which will lead me to Brahmaloka. Raye means for the dhanaya, karma phala bhogaya. What is the wealth here? Karma phala bhogaha. Enjoyment of fruit of karma. Karma means what? Manasam and kayakam. Isn't it? So mental, physical karma which I have been doing, to enjoy the fruit of that karma phalam, please help me go to that loka. Help me travel through Shukla Gatihi. That's the meaning. Then he says, Asman, isn't it? Asma means us. Okay? We are all here. You know how is Vishwani Vayunani Vidwan. See here, Vidwan literally means the wise person. But here in this context, the word Vidwan means one who knows. Sure, take it as it should be taken as an adjective. Vidwan is equal to Janan. Oh Agni, you are the knower. You know. Janan Purushaha. Okay? Vidwan means you know. Vishwani Vayunani, all our karmas. Vayunani means here karmani. So Vishwani Sarvani Karmani. Okay? So you know. Because all the rituals we have performed, all the karmas we have done, and all the, you know. Vishwani means all. Sarvani. So Vayunani means karmani. Some completely different words are used in Ishavasi. Vishwani Vayunani is equal to Sarvani Karmani Yani Asmabihi Kritani Purvam. Isn't it? All those rituals, all those upasanas which have been mainly karmas here, rituals have been performed before, all of them you know. You are the knower of all of them. He Deva, Agni Deva. No, Supatha Naya, Raye, Raye. No, Vayunani, Vishwani, you know. Vijanan. So, Janan, no, because no, you know. Therefore, Asman, that is what he says, Dharma Phala Visishtan. Because you know what all those karma, all those we have, we lived a life of dharma. We lived a life of dharma means doing what has to be done, performing what has to be performed, praying what, as life enjoined by the Veda we've been living, and you know all the good things we have been doing, isn't it? Therefore he says, such us. We are not simply, Asman means, even though he's using the plural Asman, it implies the one who is praying, isn't it? It's like, suppose if I want, no, we're all ready for dinner. If I go and tell the person, he knows that I'm hungry, I want dinner first. Isn't it? And then I say, I represent, as though, us means what? I want it. So I say, we all want, we're all ready for dinner. This expression is what? I am ready, I want food. Like then, asman, sarvani, vayuna, vishwani, vayunani, isn't it? You know. So, you know all our activities. Hey Deva. Therefore, what now? You know. So, you must, as a knower of our good actions, all karmas are worship and prayers. So, Vishwan, hey Deva, Vishwani, Vayunani, Vidwan. Therefore, Asman, Supatha, Raye, na Supatha, Naya, Raye. Asman, Naya, you take us by this bright path because you know all our good karma. Isn't it? You know all our karma. Then he says, next is prayer. Yuyodhi. Yuyodhi is an imperative verb. I'm sure you're understanding every word I'm saying. No, Bid. Even though I use the Sanskrit word, I'm titling everything in English. Yeah. Yuyodhi. Yuyodhi means what? You know, separate. Yodhi means separate from us. Means remove from us. He says, what should I remove from us? The prayer is here, Yodhi. Asmat Juhuranam. Asmat Juhuranam. Juhuranam means Kutilam Vanchanatmakam. No? Juhuranam Asmat Asmat. Asmat means from us. From us you please remove. From us, you know, you remove. Yodhi. Asmat Yodhi. From us you remove all that unwanted. Kutila means what? Shankara says, you know, Vanchanatmakam, all deceitful, you know, petty, unwanted, crooked, wrong. Isn't it? And all those things which are, anything which is there, all those things please remove. Yodhi. Why? We have all the punyam. You know, the whole life we have lived a clean life. We have been worshipful, we have been prayerful, we have been living a life of dharma, we performed rituals, we practiced meditation, isn't it? We did samuchyaha of karma and upasam, or upasana samuchyam also we have practiced. Everything we have been doing the whole life. But still, therefore we are eligible to go to Brahmaloka, but still somewhere some papam may be remaining, some impurities may be there as a big pratibandha obstacle. Therefore what you do, remove any little impurities which is really blocking our path, isn't it? Blocking the path, so that make us completely, absolutely pure. Therefore I can go through that, isn't it? I can travel. So, Yuyodhi. Juhuranam Yuyodhi. Juhuranam, very word from Swari Fun, isn't it? So, Vanchanatmakam Kutilam. All these, you know, all these wrong impurities which we have in us, please remove them from us. Isn't it? So, purify us. So, Juhuranam Yuyodhi. So what he says now, Bhuishtam te nama uktim videma. I tell you, many, many, many salutations we utter to thee. See, nama uktim videma. We offer our prostration salutations, you know, through the words. Know why? I cannot now really physically offer namaskaram to you. I can't even get up. Where's the question of doing namaskaram to you? Bending and falling and getting up, isn't it? Therefore, I cannot offer namaskaram to you. Okay? I cannot offer my salutations to you physically, isn't it? I can't bow to you physically. Therefore, I express what? I reveal my salutations through the words. Nama uktihi, isn't it? I say salutations to thee, O Lord. I can say that bhuishtam, isn't it? I can say what now? I say Nama Uktim Videma. I offer my salutations through words, not physically. Namaskara Vachanam, isn't it? Namaskarena. This will be, I cannot serve physically. I cannot do my salutations. I cannot bow to you physically. I cannot do salutations now. Physically I cannot do. But therefore, I through my words, I express my, reveal my salutations to thee. So it's all, he says that Yuhurana means papam. Some papam, sometime knowingly I might not have done some papam. Unknowingly I might have done some papam, because of which papam I may say there may be some patibandha, some obstacle may be there which may prevent, because if unless I have only punyam, I cannot travel through Shuklagati. I cannot go to higher lokas. Whether whichever loka, any gati means I must have only punyam. My papa must have been really, isn't it? I should have adequate punyam. So that some papam, juhuranam, some papam, kutilam, no, some papam, if it is there, any sin, if it is there on my part, unknowingly done, or sometime, somewhere sitting around, which is really blocking, and please remove that, yuyodhi. So that, help me, isn't it, become totally pure, that I'll be eligible to travel through this Shukla Gati and reach Brahmaloka. And I can't even do namaskaram now physically. I can't, therefore, physically I cannot bow to you. Please, we say what I am. Nama Uktim Videma. We express our salutations through words to you. This is the prayer. So once you become, if you remove the impurities from me in the form of papam, sins, then what happens? Then we become pure, and being pure, totally pure, we'll attain our ishtam. We'll attain our, we attain what we really like to attain. That ishtam means what has been desired, aimed by me before, isn't it? This is the prarthana. So bhuishtam means bahutaram. Nama uktim videma. Uktihi. Nama ukti means words of salutations we express, we reveal. Okay, we offer. That is our I can offer my service to thee. I can offer my salutations to thee only through the words. I can explain, isn't it? Through my words. Okay? Abundantly I offer my salutations to thee. Please bless me with what I really wanted. So with this, Ishavasya Upanishad mantras are over. I'm sure some you have to remember important points. Remember is what? The word Kratuhu is, even though the prayer is twice, the two things, the word means two things, isn't it? One is mind, one is Agnihi. That is why sometimes it is also meaningless for the people who are not even people who do not understand what it means by saying having Agni as the witness, fire as the witness, isn't it? In all the rituals, etc. Not only you people, don't worry, even Indians don't understand nowadays. Unless they've seen, even Indians nowadays don't know much. They can understand. Okay, yeah. Sometimes we see, this Agni Kundam. We see the kindling the fire on the marriage day. You know, we know something like that. They don't know really what's Agni Hotram and all those things. The whole life is, they also don't know fire rituals much. So don't worry about all those things. At least by studying this entire Upanishad, some idea of Vedic culture, the Vedic way of life, the Vedic form of worship. You have an idea. So it's better to know. And even one thing, even though I had to do some, the Tuesday I just complete the important commentary, Adishankarapa's commentary, I'll complete it, okay? The whole topic I'll cover. One more class I'll do and then complete it. But with this, the mantra is over. It again is for you to become very clear about how, because again still even Dadnaji was asking this afternoon, I think we need to do something, isn't it? Because we've been studying, but still something, some effort needs to be put in here. Means the Shravanam is not complete. Isn't it? That is why with impatience also sometimes. Of course, you may think, how long can I listen to the same old things? I seem to be understanding everything. I know very clearly everything. You may have that. Because what I'm saying, there is understanding. Every class you listen to the same teaching, definitely there is understanding. There is clarity enhancing, no doubt about it. But still, you know, it will become, repeated listening will make your mind subtler and subtler. The repeated listening to the same thing makes your mind subtler. Subtler the mind, more you grasp. The more you grasp, subtler the mind means this clarity enhances. Very subtle enhancement. Very subtle layer of vagueness alone. That's why it seems very slow. It doesn't it? It seems very, very slow progress. Really speaking, it is not that. Again, I see even one thing you have to learn from this, the last portion, is in spite of this person who is praying to, praying to the sun and fire, because whoever is prayed to is Bhagavan, Ishana is altar for Bhagavan. Isn't it? You pray means you seek help. So again, prayer is, isn't it? So there, the prayer is sought for what? In spite of this, the person who has lived a life of meditation, the person who has lived a life of worship. Life of worship means one who would have lived his life completely as enjoined by the Veda, would have performed rituals. Isn't it? That's why the Brihadaranyaka mantra also Shankara Bhagavad Pada quotes there. Now from Garbhadhanam onwards until the Antyeshti, water has been there, which means the whole life would have been completely enjoined life. Which means how much this person must have been as I told you in the morning also, I said that there's no gap, no break, isn't it? The whole life, every small thing is preceded by prayer and worship, isn't it? Such a person's life, even such clean life the person has lived, still impurities, it is possible on one's part for some impurities to be there, even if we lived the cleanest life. Maybe this person, the ajnanam has not gone. This person might not have prayed for jnanam, might not have done shravanamandanam, Upanishad he might not have studied, but still other life. In spite of that, still impurities are possible. Because of unknowingly done papam or some previous, much previous also, papam also may be there. This, the whole present life I lived consciously. In previous papam also sometimes may be there obstacle, in the form of obstacle. There's no reason why I'm not able to get, isn't it? So that's why the prayer comes means, because for again purification this person is praying. Isn't it? Grace is prayed for the removal of impurities, which means our pratibandhas may be there. In our life also, isn't it? In the field of pursuit of knowledge also pratibandhas will be there. That is why even the sometimes it looks as if our progress seems to be much slower. So that is why pursuit of knowledge, along with, to the extent possible, you can try to change your lifestyle. I'm not saying totally you have to change overnight. I'm not asking you to be impractical. You have to be practical also. Practical in a sense, now kala, desha, vartamana, situations, where you live, how you live, the lifestyle, we can't change everything, isn't it? So we have to try our best to live, which is the lifestyle which is closer to, which is very much, isn't it, conducive for the knowledge. That we can try our best to live. And we can also be highly prayerful, isn't it? So until only in jnanam prayer results. prayer comes to an end, worship comes to an end only in jnanam. Until jnanam, prayer is a must also. I'm not asking you to do the rituals and things, isn't it? There must be prayer means there's a, no, you really seek help. Prayer is a must. Prayer also helps. That one more thing, that is why the introductory bhashyam, avatarika bhashyam of this Upanishad, wherein Shankara makes it very clear again how he actually, the very presentation is this Upanishad, whether it belongs to karma kanda or jnana kanda. There's a big argument about the very textbook. Because this Upanishad is in the middle of karma kanda somewhere. It's not at the end of the Upanishad, the end of the Veda. In the Shukla. So what happened? Because it is somewhere in the middle, so the karmakandis think these Upanishads must be taken as the karmakanda text is not Vedanta text. It is not for karma. It is not for jnanam. It should be taken as a portion belonging to karmakanda, not to the jnanakanda. Isn't it? And Shankara Bhagavatpada has to establish, no, this is an Upanishad. This belongs to Veda Antashastram only, Veda Antabhaga only, not, it doesn't belong to Karmakanda, it belongs to Jnanakanda. It belongs to the portion dealing with the knowledge, it doesn't belong to the portion dealing with the karma. Not activity portion, isn't it? And to establish that, he gives lots of points. That is actually that Adi Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary gives lot of information for you. You may think it's all very intellectual, we don't need. It's not for, sometimes people have misunderstand this. In systematic study is all for, you know, it's all for enhancing, to support your clarity, isn't it? To enhance your clarity, to resolve your doubts. Because we do not know how to raise objections. We do not know how to have doubts. The doubts don't even come to us. But Shankara Bhagavatpada, the commentary when we study, what happens? Even the doubts which do not rise in us, we are made to think so that, such doubts are possible. It helps us have the doubts. How? He presents different Purupakshis in his commentaries. And the different Purupakshis may raise objections. So that is how, even though we do not think enough, we are not sharp enough to raise such objections and questions, you know, he presents that. And then by raising objections, he also answers. He refutes the arguments also, Purupakshi's arguments. That is how he strengthens our clarity, isn't it? That's why always Bhashya Patanam is very important. But not before the Moola Patanam. Not before studying the original text. You have not even gone through the original text means. First of all, understand basically what is there in the original text. Then once you finish understanding, then you can read the Bhashyam, understand the Bhashyam also. Actually, I love to do that. I just like, let me start with the first text. But even though we did only the text, with all the, for each mantra, whatever meanings is said, it's all Shankara from the commentary only. It's not personal, not. We can't give, we should not do that also. Commentators, without the Bhashyakara support, what meaning can we give? That thing is our own, isn't it? It's all. And even the Bhashyakara's meaning also, what now again heard from Swamiji, you know, in difference we heard. So what we understood, what we retain, and what we have again when we see the mantra, we recollect it and then we repeat it. Again, we also understand it also, not simply mechanically prattling it, isn't it? It is gone in, so it comes out. It understood, it's coming out. That's all. But that comment, so the Avatarika Bhashyam is quite, you know, big introduction, good stuff is there, which I thought, once I finished the text, that Avatarika, I did little the commentary, the introductory bhashyam before the beginning of the karmakanda portion. It will be discussed, isn't it? But not really much. But here, Then we said why karma cannot be combined at all. Because we are not talking only even about the Vedic ritual, karma and upal. Mainly, nowadays the main point is karma. How do people of the present day want to combine knowledge with karma means? Most mainly upasana. And they have their own meditation. Not the Vedic meditation, isn't it? Vedic means not to be upasana, kanda, prescribed meditations. Nowadays we cannot even do Vedic upasanas only to understand. We can't even practice. That also lots of things. Proper teaching is required for that also. But here, you know, it's all complicated also sometimes. Vedic upasanas, you know, you see this on this letter, you see this means visualize, have this letter as an alambanam, visualize this whole space on this. Like that, lots of complicated upasanas. But generally, nowadays, people have their own lot of meditation practices. They call meditation, okay? And some sort of meditation, so-called meditation centers are there. Meditation is practiced. And people are completely, they're off the view that meditation is the only way, meditation is enough. Now, Shastra study itself is Shastra Pramanam, they don't accept. Even I know some people who accept, who study Shastram, who revere Shastram, but still there is no Shraddha in accepting Shastram as the Pramanam. See, Shastram being the Pramanam will be clear only if you are exposed to the teacher, isn't it? How the teaching slowly, teach means proper teacher, I'm not talking about somebody reads out the translations, okay? Just, you know, as a text after text after text after text, when you listen, the same thing is repeated sometimes, little more things, and in systematic study, how the vagueness, thinnest layers of vagueness, how resolve and how clarity enhances, that you will see. That is what is what? Teaching is giving division. That does come. We cannot say no totally. But still, assimilation, ascertainment, isn't it? The resolution of doubts and all those things takes time because pratibandhas are there. Not that you are not intelligent enough to understand. Intelligence is there, the effort to understand is there, but still pratibandhas are there. Our own obstacles are in the form of emotional obstacles are there, intellectual obstacles also are there. And then even Shravanam, we have lots of obstacles. See, one cold and cough means people couldn't even come. Adi isn't it? Adhyatmikatapa, Adi Bhavatikatapa, Adi De. That is why we trika, even Shanti Pata itself to ward off the obstacles. Then Adhyatmika, Adi Daivika, Adi Bhavatikatapas. And every Shanti Pata, what is there? In every Shanti Mantra, we pray for physical well-being, pray for mental well-being. Isn't it important? For Atma Jnana means we don't care for body or what? Without this body being healthy and mind being healthy, isn't it? What can you achieve? In Tamil we say, Suvare Vaite Sitra Medanam. Isn't it? Because you need this, even to negate this body as mithya, later on you need this body. So physical health is important, mental health is important, and then that is why we pray for all those things, well-being of the teacher, well-being of you. And Badram Karnebi Shunyama, isn't it? Why Badram Shunyama, Badram Pashyama, and Sahana Ovatu, Sahana Bunaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, all these, why prayers? If everything is possible just by simply listening to the classes for some time, then you don't need prayers, isn't it? What I want to say, so knowledge is enough for moksha. You don't need to mix anything else with the jnanam. That, you know, that vision of Shankara, that view of Shankara becomes, so jnana karma, either physical or mental karma need not be combined, in fact cannot be combined with jnanam as a means for moksha. That also he makes it very clear by presenting his argument, but refuting this argument by establishing that this Ishavasya Upanishad does not belong to Karma Kanda at all. It belongs to Jnana Kanda only. He establishes that. For which he presents some avatarika bhashyam, introductory bhashyam in the very beginning of the text. Before he begins it. That one thing I wanted to do, which we'll do it on Tuesday. Okay? With this, at least if I do that, it again will have some idea. Some more, isn't it? Then we can think, I can do wherever. At least this Upanishad happens to be a small Upanishad. Upanishad is small, but really first verse is the crux verse. First verse. Very first verse. Afterwards, it, you know, all other verse, the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, all okay. The first verse, the crux verse. Each word you have to pay attention to. Isn't it? So that we'll see, then that will throw light. Definitely, we need not do anything other than jnanam is enough for moksha. So we should pray only for such jnanam along with the effort, adequate effort of doing shravanam, no, appropriate shravanam. We also need to pray specifically for such jnanam which does not require karma or any meditation, anything else, to be productive, to be effective. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.